over by Darling. Dodgeo can't play it. Hornets lead 3-2. Chloe Darling, some good net play. Middle Point leading Fenimore 2-0. Platteville up on Lancaster 1-0 as well. Annika Paul, the serve. She had some big ones in the opener. This one is out of bounds. That'll make it 3-3. And the serve belongs to James. Vanessa for the Dodgers. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Meade. Punched over by Darling. Kept live by Garthwaite. Now to the left side pass. There's Forsythe driving it over one hand. Saved by Pauls. That's not enough. And Pauls goes down hard. That'll be a point for Dodgeville. They go up 4-3. Danica is all right. Hornets with an injury to Ava Cosgrove, who's got the shoe off and ice on the ankle over there. So it does not appear that she'll be back tonight for the Hornets. Ball to the right side, punched by Ewing. Down it goes. Soleil gives the Hornets a tie as she makes it a 4-4 ball game. Addie Huber checks in for the Hornets, and Rainey Walsh is out. And for Richland Center, serving will be Chloe Darling. Tied at 4 in the third. Darling serve. Fielded by James. Pass to the right side, and Rahm drives it over. Fielded by Ewing. There's Darling, and now punched in by Tidrick. Lily Tidrick makes it a 5-4. Richland Center lead. The teamwork. I'm impressed by the Hornets passing. Taking turns there at the net, not really focusing on one hitter. Here's the serve. That is a net serve. The Hornets with a service error. That makes it 5-5, and Dodgeville will get the ball back on the line. Side out for Riley Forsythe and the Dodgers. There's the serve. That one drops in. That is what you call a left serve, and it's a crime if you're the receiving team. There's no return for that. It counts as an ace. 6-5. And the serve, again, for Riley Forsythe after getting the ace. So go back row, this one way back. And that's going to be fielded by Darling. Ball to the right side, punched over by Ewing. Garthwaite sets it up. Rahm drives it down the line. Nice dig by Meaden. Back to Huber. She'll drop it over. And Dodgeville tips it out of bounds. That'll make it a Hornets-Dodgeville tie once again. 6-6. In my spare time tomorrow, I might have a chance to circle the number of ties we have had tonight. Good number of 6-6 again in the third. And Lillian Tidrick will serve. There's the serve. Back row for Dodgeville. They'll get it to the front left. Here's Olivia Forsythe taking it over. Dug by Ewing. Back to Darling. Punched over by Weiss. Dodgeville. Left side. James from the back row drives it down the line. And nobody touched it. It's a Hornet point. Richland Center goes up 7-6. Serving will be Lily Tidrick. Fires it near side. Dodgers pass it left and now punched over by Forsythe. Hornets get the set. There's Ewing down the line, and it is in. Soleil Ewing gives the Hornets a 2-point lead at 8-6. Lily Tidrick will serve again. Hornets by 2 in the third. Tidrick fires it far side. Dodgeville straightens up, now drives it over. Ewing blocks it back. James works it to Brahm. She'll take it over to the right side. Fielded by Meaden. Huber drives it over for the Hornets. James back row. There's the set. Forsythe down the line and got it in. Olivia Forsythe with the kill. 8-7. Dodgeville within one. So Weiss is in the front left. Tidrick goes out. And now here goes the serve for Dodgeville. Fielded by Ewing. He'll get the run on it on the hit by Darling. Blocked by Dodgeville. Hornets try to return it. It hits the antenna. Dodgeville is tied it up at 8 here in the third. So Dodgeville's number 9, Lily Weigel, back to do the serving. Lily steps up. There's the line drive serve. Fielded back row now by Ewing. Passed by Poles. Huber gets it over. James saves it back row for Dodgeville. He'll work it front left. Forsythe drives it over. Played by Paul. Kept it off the shoe. Right side Huber going up into the stands. And now out of bounds is called. Dodgeville will lead it. 9-8. Dodgers will serve again. Here goes Weigel with the serve. Feel it back row there by the Dodgeville Dodgers to the Hornets. Pass to the left side, and Foles can't get it over. Hits the net going left, and that'll make it 10-8. 10-8 in favor of the Dodgers. Here's the serve by Weigel, fielded by Ewing. Set by Meaden. Drive by Weiss. Blocked by Dodgeville. Tip by Richland Center. Caleb Rom got a block on it. Jamie Johnson wants a timeout. 11-8 in favor of the Dodgers in the third. The match is even at one win apiece. This is high school volleyball for WRCO Sports.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Chidwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chidwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chidwood Electric.
To Dodgeville High School. It is a lead for the Dodgers. They come back out of it and get a point. That makes it 12-8 on the miscue by the Hornets. And Dodgeville now with a serve. Left side, pass, bomb, drops it over. Hornets can't block it. And now Dodgeville has its biggest lead of the night, 13-8 here in the third set. There's the serve, dug by Ewing. Set now by Darling, driven by Ewing. Over the top, left side, Dodgeville keeps it going. And Ava Garthwaite over the shoulder drops it over. Here is the pass. Meaden. Weiss drops it. Now the Hornets give it back to Dodgeville. Left side shot by Garthwaite. Down the line and got it in. Ava Garthwaite and the Dodgers on a roll. That makes it 14-8. So they really have emerged after the timeout by Richland Center. The Hornets now have given up a total of 6 straight points. Here's the serve by Weigel. Fielded now by Ewing. Huber back to Ewing, shot up, blocked straight up by Garthwaite. Hornets kind of going one-on-one against some of Dodgeville's best blockers, and Dodgeville winning out 15-8. The score, Lily Weigel will serve for the Dodgers. Fielded now by Meaden. There's Darling passing left side. Weiss drives it over. James, back row for the Dodgers. Here's Olivia Forsythe. Down the line, kept live by the Hornets. Ewing pops it to the back row of Dodgeville. James, front left, there's a shot by Forsythe. Dug by Paul. Set now by Darling. Shot by Weiss. Blocked by Dodgeville. They'll try again. And down it goes by Dodgeville. Paul was kind of in limbo there. And taking it down the line was number 3, Olivia Forsythe. That makes it 16-8. Dodgeville is up and rolling in this one now. They have doubled up the Hornets in the third set. There's the serve. Dug now by the Hornets. Push left side. Weiss drives it over. Here's James. Back to Weigel. Driven over by Garthwaite. Nice dig by Paul. Here's Darling. And then Ewing drives it down the line. Dug by James. Dodgeville tries again. Swinging it into the net is Ava Garthwaite. It's a point for the Hornets, who finally turn the tide. That makes it 16-9. Dodgeville has scored 8 in a row. Still serving for Richland Center, number 9. Soleil Ewing. Here's the serve. Fielded by the Dodgers. And now Weigel sets it up. Shot is going to be blocked by Huber. Back to Dodgeville again. They'll go left. Here's Forsythe. Blocked by Weiss. Back to the Dodgers again. James sets it right side. Rob got it over the block. Now fielded by the Hornets. Here is the pass to Weiss. And she drives it into the net. Trying to get it around the block attempt of Rob and Olivia Forsythe. That makes it 17-9. Dodgeville leading by 8 here in the third. Here's the approach by Brom, and now fielded by Ewing. Left side shot by Pauls down the line, and it missed. That'll make it a point for Dodgeville, and it's now 18-9. Well, we're getting a lot of those real close on the lines earlier. That one was just an inch or so long, and the ball goes back to Dodgeville. Grom will serve it. Fielded by the Hornets. Ewing passes right side, falls, drops it over, and driving it back to the middle. As Brom can't get it, a lot of elevation on it, the Hornets have a point. That makes it 18-10. 18-10 in favor of the hosting Dodgeville Dodgers. The match is even at one tonight in Dodgeville. There's a serve by Rainey Walsh. Fielded now near side by Dodgeville. They'll work it, and Forsythe drives it over. Good hit by Olivia. Back to Weiss in the front row for the Hornets. Drives it over. James, left side. Now Garthway drops it down the line. Nice dig by Paul. Kept live. Back to Dodgeville. There's a set. Left side. They'll take it for Forsythe. Olivia drives it down the line. Dug there by Meaden. Hornets working near side. Paul's got it down. Hornets now within seven. Good teamwork again. They're kind of getting their mojo back a little bit with good passing and teamwork. Serving will be number 22, Rainey Walsh. Walsh with a serve. No net serve. It gives a point back to Dodgeville. And they lead it 19-11. High school girls volleyball coming your way tonight on the radio. Westby up on Black River Falls. Two sets to none tonight. There's the serve. Dug by the Hornets. Set right side. Driven down there. The line by Weiss. Kept wide by Dodgeville to the middle. Over the top by Weigel. Hornets get it back. There's a shot by Paul, blocked by Dodgeville, back to the Hornets. Ewing, now Walsh, taking it down the line. It's Paul's, and Danica got it done. 19-12, Dodgeville. Danica with two kills in the third set. Serving for the Hornets will be Carly Meaden. Carly drives it left side. No, net serve won't walk over, and Dodgeville now leads it 20-12. Dodgers within five of going out in the third. We will definitely have a fourth set tonight. Here's the serve by Dodgeville. That is long, out of bounds. 20-13. Hornets within seven. Danica Pauls will put it in play. Danica with the approach. Line drive serve near side. James passes to the net. There's a shot by Caitlin Esch. Tipped by the Hornets and out of bounds. So Esch gets into the act for Dodgeville. It gives them a 21-13 lead. Serving is Vanessa James for the Dodgers. They're within four of going out. There's the serve. Fielded now by Ewing. Beaton from the back row. Pauls. And it hit the net. Did not walk over for the Hornets. That'll make it 22-13. And Jamie Johnson's going to spend a timeout here. 22-13, Dodgeville lead in the third. We're even in wins tonight, but Dodgeville leads big here in the third on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Dodgeville will serve after the timeout. Vanessa James and the Dodgers leading 22-13. Ball fielded now by Meaden. Ewing to Darling. Chloe gets it over. Back row Dodgeville. Front left now in the middle. Driving it over and down is Lily Weigel. Unfortunately for the Hornets, Dodgeville starting to get some of the rhythm that we kind of expected to see. So it will be Dodgeville serving once again. James and company leading by 10. Fielded by Ewing. Hornets, a little miscommunication, it drops in between them. And Dodgeville has game point. 24-13. Volleyball, such a match of concentration. And a moment lapse. The Hornets have had a little bit more trouble keeping it going here in this one, but have been in it all night until now. Ball goes right side, pass left, and it's going to be driven over by Ewing. Here's the set right side, Dodgeball for the win by Braun. Dug by Walsh. Here's the set right side down the line, and Ewing keeps it going with a nice hit. 24-14, Hornets within 10 points now in the third. Dodgeball won the opener, 26-24. Hornets won 25-22 in the second. Dodgeball leading 24-14 in the third. Huber back in the front row for the Hornets. Here's the serve by Chloe Darling. James with the dig. They'll set it left side, and Brom for the win, down the line, and missed it. Hornets get a point, 24-15. Richland Center still alive, though Dodgeville has game point. Here's the serve by Chloe Darling. It dies quickly. Nice dig there, kept live by Forsythe. Right side, driven over by Brom. Hornets take it right, shot down by Ewing. Got it through the block. 24-16. Even if you don't come back and win this one, you're building some momentum, hopefully, for set number four if you're Richland Center. Down by eight now, 24-16. Beaten with the serve. Fielded by Dodgeville. They'll quick set it. Shot over. Down. That's the game. Lily Regal gets the kill on game point, and the final is 25-16. Regal with a kill, and Dodgeville goes up in the match. Two sets to one. The fourth is next. The Hornets need to win two to win the opening match here on the road against the defending Southwest Conference champion. 25-16, the final in the third. More coming up in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream, I scream, we all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
set is underway here. Dodgeville with a serve. Return trip by Tidrick and the Hornets. Punch back by Dodgeville, and it is going to be out of bounds, and the Hornets take a 1-0 lead. Again, Richland Center has led the majority of moments here tonight, but Dodgeville gets a big win in the third set. Fourth is underway. Hornets with a lead, and Falls with a serve, and it's an ace right to the floor. 2-0. Danica Falls gets the ace. Leading the way for the win for Dodgeville in the third, Olivia Forsyth had two kills, a kill and an ace for Riley Forsyth, and two kills for Ava Garthwaite and an ace. Hornets got four kills from Soleil Ewing and two kills from Danica Pauls, an ace from Carly Meaden. Here's the serve, fielded by the Dodgers, right side, driving it down. Nice play. Ava Nash off the assist from Lily Weigel. That makes it 2-1. Dodgeville is on the board. They will serve. Vanessa James doing the honors. Here's a line drive serve. Far side Ewing. Now to Meaden. Soleil gets it right back. Fires it over the line. Nice dig back row by Dodgeville. Push to the left side by Garthwaite. And a ball is up and into the net. Double hit by Dodgeville. Hornets take the lead. Really haven't had a lot of double hits called tonight where it doesn't quite make the net. Comes right back. Going to bring it back now toward the Hornets. Side out. Meaden. Drives it over. Dodgeville with a quick set in the middle. Taking a shot is Forsyth. Good dig there by Meaden. Back to Huber. Meaden drives it over from the back row. Dodgeville right side ash. Pops it to the back row. Darling. Now Huber. Ewing takes the right side angle to the left. Now dug by Dodgeville. Back to the net. Punch down the line. And it is in. Nice hit by Riley Forsyth. And that will bring the Dodgers within one. It is 3-2. Forsyth adding to her kill total tonight. Here's the approach by Dodgeville. Fielded by Ewing. Pre-balled over. Slapped down by Dodgeville. Waiting at the right at the net was number 9, Lily Weigel, and she ties it up at 3. Dodgeville will serve again. Trying to take the lead. Here's the dig by Meade Darling, right side. Now Ewing over the top. Dodgeville can't field it. Down the line it goes, and that's a kill. Well, the Hornets should take the lead. 4-3. Nice kill for Soleil, who's led the way. Seems to have the most power on that left front. Team rotates around, and now Lily Tidrick with the serve. Dug by Dodgeville from the right side. They'll bring it from the back row. Gave a Garthwaite. Got it down. A lot of power from the back row. Garthwaite gives the Dodgers a point. That makes it 4-4. Serving will be Lily Weigel for Dodgeville. Here's the whistle and the approach. Weigel drives it down the line. Cut off by Ewing. Diving dig by Darling. Nice play. Meaden gets it over. Dodgeville with the set. Shot out of bounds. And this one belongs to the Hornets. Olivia Forsyth took a shot. Missed. And good thing for the Hornets. That was a lot of work to keep that ball alive and somehow get it back. And it pays dividends. They get a point. 5-4. There's the serve by Ewing. Dodgeville works it in the middle. Knuckled over by Garthwaite. Kept live now by Falls. Weiss down the line. In for Ella Weiss. And the Hornets, they go up by 2. 6-4. The score. Ella be only a sophomore for Richland Center. Here's the serve by Ewing. Dodgeville works it to the middle and driven down by Garthwaite and out of bounds. Hornets lead by 3. It is 7-4. Dodgeville leads the match 2-1 in this best of 5. Here's the serve. Fielded now near side by the Dodgers. Blocked to the net by Weiss. And the Hornets go up by 4. 8-4. Ella Weiss coming to town here in the fourth. Had a good opening set here tonight for the Hornets. There's the serve by Ewing. Dodgeville with a tip kill going for the kill. Nice play. Now dug there by Ewing. Back to Weiss this time. Swings it into the net, and that'll be a point for Dodgeville. 8-5. Dodgers within 3 here in set number 4. Serving for the Dodgers, Caleb Rahm. Rahm knuckles it in the middle. Ewing. Now it's Meaden, and Paul takes the angle, and it's going to be a net problem for Dodgeville. It'll be a point for Richland Center. Soleil Ewing Dodgeville, I think, was arguing that she ran past the pole. And, yeah, that's going to be a point for Dodgeville. That's what I thought it was, but they must have signaled the wrong point. And Jamie Johnson gets the explanation. That's a point for Dodgeville. So it makes it 8-6, and they have the side out. Tom with a serve. Ewing, now Meaden. There's Paul. Drives it in, and the Hornets are up 10-6. And, no, I don't know the score. Scoreboard is not right. It's only 9-6. Okay, three-point lead. A little confusion on that previous point. Here's a serve by Walsh, cut off by the Dodgers. Right side knuckled in by Forsythe. No, nice dig there by Ewing, kept live. The Hornets will give it to the right side and driven over and down for the Hornets. Nice play by Carly Meaden after a save by Danica Falls, and now it is 10-6. So the Hornets making a real push to try and push this to 5 tonight on the opening night of the conference season, hanging right with the Southwest Conference leaders. And to be honest, they look about the same level of talent. Now, again, Dodgeville with 5 starters back this year. The Hornets hanging with them. Ball right side, now back to the middle for Dodgeville. They'll drive it through, a block attempt by Weiss. That's a point for the Dodgers, and that makes it 10-7. Just a lot of power there in the front when you're talking Ava Garthwaite. The Dodgers will serve. Olivia Forsythe, back row. Doug now by Meaden. There's the far side push. Paul drives it over. Free ball back by Dodgeville. Kept wide by diving Carly Meaden. And Ewing can't get it over on hit number 3. Boy, that was a lot of power back and forth there. And the Dodgers are within 2. 10-8 in the third. All these sets have been contested. Third one got out of hand a little bit, was close early. Here's Meaden pushing it over for the Hornets. Got it down. Dodgeville can't find the handle. That makes it 11-8. Carly Meaden getting into the front row action. Now back to serve. Chloe Darling helping out. Actually, Chloe got the kill on that one. Meaden with the serve. Here's the pass. James drives it for Dodgeville to the back row for the Hornets. Now the Hornets working the falls. Down the left line. Played by James. Dodgeville tries again for the middle. Knuckled over there by Garthwaite. Hornets try again. Walsh and Meaden down the line. Dug there by James. Coming on to the right side. A set to Dodgeville. And they're going to get it down. A big hit by number 5, Riley Forsythe. The Dodgers are within 2. It is 11-9. Dodgeville will serve. Ava Garthwaite gets the ball from the official. Ava with a jump serve. It's fielded by the Hornets. Ewing. Back to Walsh. Ball hangs in the net. Punched over by Brom. Now on the right side. Shot by Meaden and Darling. And it's blocked by Dodgeville. And down it goes on the Hornets' side. Kaylin Esch was the force in the middle that time for Dodgeville. It's 11-10. Here comes the serve by Dodgeville trying to even it up. Diving dig by Meaden. Now Walsh and Kidrick hits it into the net. Trying to get it through the block. And we are tied at 11. 11 apiece in the fourth. Dodgeville needs a win to win it. In 4, Hornets need to push it to 5. Here's the serve. Dug by Falls. Ball sets it up in the middle of the net, and it's pounced on by Lily Weigel for a Dodgeville point, but someone was in the net for Dodgeville. Hornets will get a point. Now it makes it 12-11. Richland Center down the stretch in set number 4. Here comes the approach and the serve by Paul Netzer. We're back to even. Dodgeville gets the side out. 12-12. Serving for Dodgeville will be Vanessa James. Here goes Vanessa to the middle, and here's the serve. Fielded now by Meaden. Ewing, and now Darling takes it over with that wicked left hand. Ball blocked back by Dodgeville, blocked back by Ewing. Dodgeville tries again from the right side, and they'll get it in this time. Got blocked on the left, come back to the right. Riley Forsythe gives the Dodgers the lead at 13-12. Riley with a kill. Here's James with the serve. Oh, a left serve again. There should be a claim. That one hits the net, walked up, dropped down. No return on that one, and the Dodgers take a two-point lead for the first time in the fourth set. Here's the next serve by James. Dug by Ewing. Meade gives it right back to her. Soleil drives it over. Dodgeville hits it up into the stands, and the Hornets get a point back. 14-13, good teamwork there. Maddie Huber is in for Richland Center. Rainey Walsh has played well tonight. Again, an injury to Ava Cosgrove, and Rainey's playing for him, doing a great job. Ball right side, fielded by the Dodgers. They're going to bring it, and down it goes for Lily Weigel. Weigel gives the Dodgers a two-point lead at 15-13. Serving for the Dodgers, number five, Riley Forsythe. Takes to the right side, Ewing with a dig. There is Darling giving it back to Soleil. She drops it in. Soleil Ewing playing at 6'3". At least that's how high she can jump. That makes it 15-14. And the serve for number 12, Lillian Tidrick, fielded by Dodgeville. Here's the set to the middle, driven by Forsythe. Down it goes. Hornets attempted the block and couldn't get it. The Dodgers go up by 2 points, 16-14. Dodgeville to serve again. This one pulled down the middle. It's going to be fielded there by Meaden, Darling, and now Ewing rainbows it over. Diving dig James. Huber slaps it back on the block for the Hornets. Dodgeville tries again from the right to the left. Diving dig falls. There's Ewing hitting it long and out of bounds. Still goes up by three at 17-14 in the fourth set. Dodgeville leads it 2-1 if you're just joining us tonight. And they lead in the fourth set 17-14. Here's the serve. Dug by Meaden. Back to Darling. Dropped over by Ewing. And it is. Hey, nice job. Once. Keep it live here. 17-15. Ewing with the kill. She has three in this fourth set. Here goes the serve, and that one is going to be down the line, fielded by the Dodgers, keeping it going. Right side, bumped over by Riley Forsythe. There is a pass to Weiss, and Ella drives it over, fielded by James. Sets it right side, Riley Forsythe takes it over, fielded by Darling. Huber, and now falls and blocked by Dodgeville and out of bounds. Hornets 17-16. Danica Falls getting up and on that one, and Dodgeville with a block, but they could not control it. Ewing with a serve, fielded by James. Here's the set to the middle, dumps, and in for Dodgeville. That was a wicked one as well. Dropped down by Lily Weigel, and the Dodgers lead it 18-16. Serving for Dodgeville, number 15, Kayla Brahm. Brahm with the approach, and there's the line drive serve, fielded now by Ewing. Meaden, right side, driving it into the middle of Dodgeville. Fielded by Brahm, right side for the Hornets. Shot by Pauls down the line, and it is out of bounds. Danica shot the line and missed, and the Dodgers lead it 19-16 in the fourth. Time to find the volleyball again. It rolls a long ways. It can roll out past the old gym out to the lobby if you weren't careful. Dodgeville by three. Here we go. There's the serve. Fielded by Ewing. Meaden sets it up. Right side falls. Takes it over and out of bounds. Hornets were hoping that it was tipped, but it was not. 20-16. Dodgeville by four. They're within five of going out and winning it tonight in four. Kayla Brahm with the approach. Here's her serve. Fielded by Ewing. Meaden set it up. Weiss drives it in and... Did it hit the body of the Dodgeville player? I think it did, yes. That's going to be a point for Richland Center. They stay within three. 20-17. Ella Weiss driving into the back row, and now the Hornets will serve. Rainey Walsh will do the honors. The junior steps up, and there's the serve. Fielded by Forsythe. Back to the middle. Garthwaite drops it over. Hornets chase it into the stands. Keep it going. Nice stay. Pushed over by the Hornets. Strong right side. Gets it. Hit the antenna, and the Hornets get a point. Great volley. Rainey Walsh and Chloe Darling. I think it was Rainey was up into the stands. I was kind of blocked out by the fans. The Hornets are within two. 20-18. Walsh with the serve. Almost an ace. Ball goes right side for Dodgeville. Dumped over by Olivia Forsythe, and she got it in. 21-18, Dodgeville. Dodgers, Olivia Forsythe will serve. They lead it by three over the Hornets in the fourth set. There's the serve. Fielded now on the left side by the Hornets. Wall sets up. Darling drops it in. Dodgeville free balls it over. Pushed back by Ewing. James of the Dodgers back to the middle. Shot up and into the net. And the Hornets have a point at 21-19. Hello Ice getting up to put the potential block on. I don't think it ever made it to her hand. It hit the net. It came back to the Dodgers, and they give up the serve. Going back to do the honors is Carly Mead. Hornets within two in the fourth, trying to get it to a fifth set here tonight. There's the serve, fielded by the Dodgers, pass to the near side, and down for Riley Forsythe. He's wicked on that near side, and that makes it 22-19. Riley Forsythe getting her fourth kill of the fourth set. 22-19, Dodgeville in the fourth. Here's the serve by the Dodgers. Fielded by Paul. Walsh takes the left side. Kendrick drops it into the wall. Almost a lift. Kept wide by the Dodgers. Push back now and into the hands of Kendrick. And she'll drop it in. Hornets win the battle. Hornets get the point. That makes it 22-20. Well played. Hornets trying to keep the concentration up. Down by two. 22-20. Here's the serve for Danica Pauls. James gets the dig for the Dodgers. Passed now by Garthwaite, and the ball hit into the net by the Dodgers. That's four hits. And it will come back now to the Hornets within a point. 22-21 in the fourth. Danica Pauls will serve. First set tonight went 26-24, Dodgeville winning. Serve on the right side. It's going to be played by the Dodgers. And now taking it over is Forsythe. Kept wide by Paul. Playing it off the Raptors. Ewing gets it over. Fielded now by Dodgeville. He'll hit it over on hit number two. Ewing pops it left side to Dodgeville. Dodgers back to the middle. Dumping it over is Weigle. Ball right side. Fielded now by Darling. Set by Wall. Shot by Kendrick. Down it goes. And the Hornets have tied it. 22-22. Great teamwork. Fourth set back to even. 22-22, Dodgeville leads the match, two sets to one on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Thanks to the WRCO Sports Boosters, our sponsors of action tonight on the radio. Tomorrow night, a Facebook Live broadcast. We are blocked by the green and gold, but we'll be on the air on WRCO's Facebook page from Dodgeville. Football action, the opening of the SWC tomorrow night. All right, back to action here. The fourth set tied at 22. Danica Pauls with the serve. Got off by the Dodgers. They'll work it in the middle, and that one is a can't touch this. Down it goes for Lily Weigle, and the Dodgers lead it 23-22. Kind of what you expect them to do. The Hornets have done a good job of kind of keeping them off of that rhythm. Serving will be Vanessa James. Dodgeville by one. Ball right side. Fielded by Meaden. Darling sets up Ewing. Soleil takes it over. Down it goes. We're tied again. 23-23. Great passing. Maddie Huber is in for Rainey Walsh in the front row, and back to serve is Chloe Darling. 23 apiece in the fourth. Chloe Darling with a run-up, and here's the serve. Fielded by the Dodgers. They'll take it. Garthwaite in the middle, driven over that time by Weigle. Hornets take it left side. Ewing for the kill. Down it goes! Hornets are up by one, 24-23. Two in a row for Ewing. Here goes the serve for Chloe Darling. Hornets need a point to force a fifth. Here's the serve, fielded by James. Garthwaite sets it up. Shot by Dodgeville. Blocked by Weigle. Back to the Dodgers again. Here is the set for James. Back row drives it over. Kept wide by Darling. Hubert Ewing down the line. Yes! Hornets win! Hornets win, and Soleil Ewing got it down, and we're going five here tonight. Hornets get the victory, 25-23, and we're going to a fifth set. Hornets challenging the defending conference champions tonight. And the captains will meet again before the fifth set. And we'll be back to bring it to you next, live from Dodgeville. You're listening to High School Volleyball Action, tied at two here in Dodgeville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Wirtz Plumbing & Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Of volleyball action in the fourth set. Richland Center led by 5 kills from Sole Ewing. Total of 3 kills for Ella Weiss and 2 kills for Lily Kidrick, an ace for Danica Paul. 4 kills for Riley Forsythe and for Lily Weigel for Dodgeville. So we go to a fifth, Dodgeville, in the new rankings from the Wisconsin Volleyball Coaches Association, rated number 6 in Division 3. In this week's poll. Hornets back to the floor. They'll be on my left side, Dodgeville on my right, as we get set for the fifth and final set tonight. Again, it's sometimes you go 5 sets, you go till 10 o'clock at night, but conference starting JV action at 5:30 this year, which does kind of early things up. I'm not against that, that's for sure. We've got sets of exciting volleyball here tonight. Fans have been treated to a good one. And may the best team win here in the fifth. Ready to go. Dodgeville, Eva Garthwaite will start the service. And here it is. Jump serve. Fires it back line. Hornets misplay it. And Dodgeville is up 1-0. It is an ace for Eva. Garthwaite will serve again. Well, if she's gone with that power serve with that much power tonight. Comes out with an exclamation point of the opener. Here's the next one. This one near side. Left serve. Kept live by the Hornets. Darling pushing it over after Paul's made an amazing save. Ball right side. Hit into the net by Dodgeville. And we're tied at 1. Boy, oh boy. You won't see a better save than the one Danica Paul came up with on the floor there, keeping it going. And Danica is back to serve. We're even at 1 here in the fifth. Danica says yes, and here we go. There's the drive on the right side, fielded by James. Dodgeville in the middle. Forsythe pounds it, dug by Pauls. Left side, played by Garthwaite. Dodgeville tries again, going to the right side. Rainey Walsh for the dig. Back to the left side, Ewing dumps it in. Hornets lead by a score of 2-1. Sole Ewing puts it in for the Hornets here in the fifth set, 2-1. Danica Pauls will serve for Richland Center. Gets the whistle. Steps up, fires it right down the middle. James with a dig. Garthwaite set. Right side, Olivia Forsythe drives it in. There's Walsh. There's Darling. And Kidrick drives it over. Fielded now by Dodgeville. Right side, looking for the kill. Riley Forsythe. Back line played there by Pauls. Now Ewing. And Kidrick gets it over. Dodgeville setting it right side. Taking it down is Esch. Nope, dug there by the Hornets left side. Right to Darling, blocked by Dodgeville, out of bounds. Willie Darling's hit, caromed off the block and out of bounds, and the Hornets are up by two. 3-1. Here goes another serve for Paul. Down the middle, fielded by the Dodgers. Quick set in the middle, driving it over. Dodgeville fielded now by Ewing. Falls and now pushed over by Darling. Right side, Dodgeville back to the left. Shot through the wall on the hit by Riley Forsythe. And it is 3-2. Riley Forsythe with the kill. All of these sets have been close. Why would the fifth one be any different? James? The only exception is Dodgeville's big win in the third. Otherwise, they've been within a point or two the whole time. Ewing drives it right side off the serve. Fielded by the Dodgers. Garthwaite with a nice set. Here's the hit by Forsythe. Hornets recharge. Going to put it to the right side by Darling. Dodgeville tries to get it through the block, and they will. Big hit by Kayla Braum. Ties the score at 3. Kayla comes up. This one they needed her most. Nice play, and it goes back to James to serve. Even at 3 in the fifth. Here at Dodgeville, there's the serve. Fielded on the right side now by Ewing. Gets it right back from Darling. Drops it in. Soleil Ewing, what a hit. And the Hornets go up 4-3. Maddie Huber's in. Rainey Walsh out. Hornets make a switch. And Chloe Darling will serve for Richland Center. 4-3 in the fifth. Hornets lead. There's the serve. Fielded now by the Dodgers. Garthwaite passes to the middle. Dumped over now on the hit by Weigel. Hornets return it on the hit by Tidrick. Right side Dodgeville. Forsythe down the line. Got it in. Riley Forsythe evens the score at 4. He's got 2 kills in the fifth. And Riley will take it. Talk about volleyball being a thing of concentration. Really hard to concentrate on a long 5-set match. They're doing well tonight. Ball is going to be served. Falls. Left side, Ewing drives it in. There you go. Again, the Hornets go to their strength on that left side, and Ewing gives the Hornets a 5-4 lead. She's got 3 kills here in the fifth. And Lily Tidrick will serve. Lillian with a serve. It's going to be fielded. Back row by the Dodgers. They'll set it right. Shot blocked by Huber. Back to the Dodgers. Trying again. Forsythe takes it over. Huber hits it. Left side. James from the back row for the Dodgers. Taking it right. Hit the antenna. And the Hornets go 6-4 in the lead. Dodgeville out of rhythm. The Hornets on the aggressive side here in the fifth. Here comes the serve by Tidrick. Dives it all the way to the back row. And misplayed by the Dodgers. That'll go as an ace, and the Hornets go 7-4 in the lead. Lily Tidrick will get a chance again. Hornets by 3 in the fifth. Steps up, drives it far side. James pops it to the middle. The Dodgers from the right side attack. Blocked down by Ella Weiss on the hit attempt by Olivia Forsythe, and Dodgeville uses the timeout. 8-4. Weiss gets into the act with a block kill there. She's come up big the last couple of sets here at Dodgeville. We're in the fifth. It is 8-4. Hornets leading Dodgeville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Welcome back to Dodgeville High School, 8-4. Hornets lead in the fifth, and this nail-biter tonight. Serving will be Lillian Tidrick. Here is the serve. Fielded in the back row by Garthwaite. Passes to the middle. They'll go left. Here's Dodgeville driving it over. Diving dig back row by Pauls. Back to the right side. Ewing. Down it goes. Hornets lead 9-4. Soleil Ewing with another kill. She is jumping out of the gym tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4 here in this fifth. 9-4 Hornets. There's the serve by Tidrick. Back row, James fields it. Set by Garthwaite for the left side. Drives it over. Now back row falls. There's Darling. Ewing again. Down the line. It's good. 10-4. as Solar Ewing gets another kill, and the Hornets go up by 6 here in the fifth. Dodgeville trying to get back in rhythm. They are down by 6 points. Hornets within 5 of going out. There's Ewing with a serve. Fielded by the Dodgers. They'll set it right side. Drop down the line there by the Dodgers. Here's Darling, Weiss, and Ella drives it in. Hornets can do no wrong here in the fifth. It is 11-4 in favor of Richland Center. Into the game for the Dodgers, Anna Wellington, number 7, makes her way in. She is a sophomore playing in the front row, and here goes Tidrick with the serve for the Hornets. Fielded by the Dodgers. They'll work it. Shot is over on the hit. Force Huber. Oh, my goodness. What a play. Huber got it around the antenna. Dodgeville tries again. And they swing it into the net. And the Hornets lead 12-4. What a play by Matty Huber. That ball is kind of like a curveball. Ran around and went in. And the Dodgers had trouble with it. Here goes Tidrick with the next serve. Hornets need 3 to win. James, left side. Dropped over on the hip there by Weigel. Hornets try again. Shot by Ewing. Blocked there by Wellington. And that's a point. Hornets keep it going. Jamie Johnson is saying that they had, a little bit of confusion. The Hornets pancaked it. I think the judges thought that it hit the floor. And the officials are going to talk about it. I think we're going to see a reserve. We will. They'll call it. Thumbs up. And now back to serve will be Lily Tidrick. I think they gave Dodgeville a point. Yeah, they shouldn't get a point. No, 12-4. Hornets by 8. So here we are. Lily Tidrick will serve. Drives it to the back row. Fielded now by James. They'll get it to the middle. Shot by Forsythe. Blocked by Weiss. Back row. Dodgeville trying again. Riley Forsythe drives it over. Saved by Tidrick. Darling, now Ewing drives it back row. That one is out of bounds. That's a point for the Dodgers. 12-5 here in the fifth. Hornets in the lead. Back into the lineup is the libero player, Carly Meaden. And Dodgeville will serve. Lily Weigel. Now Meaden gets the dig. There's Darling giving it right back to her. And she'll take it over. Left side, James passes right. Taking it over is Olivia Forsythe. That one is out of bounds. And the Hornets are within 2 of victory. 13-5. Serving will be Soleil Ewing for Richland Center. 13-5, Richland Center in the fifth. Soleil with a net serve. Dodgeville gets the point. 13-6, the score. Coming out to do the honors for Dodgeville is Kayla Fromm. Dodgeville trying to keep it live. They're down by 7. Hornets meet 2 to win. Fromm gives the ball a lift and now drives it to the near side. Fielded now by Ewing. There is Darling, and the back row is going to be pushed by Pauls over the top. Dodgeville trying it on the right side. They'll get it in. Olivia Forsythe with a big swing, and it is 13-7. This one is not over yet. Olivia Forsythe gets the kill. Dodgeville starting to get a little bit of its rhythm back. They're within 6. 13-7. Hornets. Here's the approach, and Brom with the serve. Fielded by Ewing. There's Darling, right side falls. Now the ball black. Now it's going to be back to Weiss. She gets it over. Here's Dodgeville trying for the right side, dropping it down the line. There is going to be Darling and Meaden, and Weiss drops it over. Dodgeville tries again with Garthwaite, drives it over. Free ball back by Ewing. Dodgeville on the left side, fielded by Weigel. Ball to the right side. Huber drives over, and no, almost played, but Dodgeville's going to get it. Back to the Hornets. Here's Falls. From Darling, drives it over. Right side, Dodgeville. There's the set in the middle. Garthwaite takes it over. What a take by Ewing. Here's Darling, Meaden for the back row. Oh, into the net. Dodgeville scores again. 13-8 here in the fifth. Timeout, Jamie Johnson and the Hornets. It's a marathon tonight in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference opener. We'll keep it here for this one. Hornets need 2 to win it. They were up at one point, 13-5. You know, the defending conference champs are not going to go down easy. They got a great club. Hornets have had them on their heels for a lot of the night. Dodgeville kind of getting back. This is a good one here tonight. Fans have been treated to a great one. Here we go with some soccer scores. Mount Orem over Reedsburg, 2-1. We told you earlier, Dodge Point had defeated Richland Center 1-0 in soccer. Madison Country Day, Abundant Life, St. Ambrose over Wisconsinites, Barneveld, 3-1. Volleyball final, Platteville 3-0 over Lancaster tonight. Lancaster's an improved club. We'll see how the conference goes. It's going to be a night in and night out, a bunch of nail biters, I think. Dodgeville serves after the timeout, 13-8. Net serve, oh, played by Huber. Kept it live, right side, Paul slaps it over. Free ball by Dodgeville, kept live by the Hornets. Huber left side, into the table. Paul can't return it. And the Dodgers have got momentum now. Look out, 13-9 here in the fifth. Dodgeville coming back. Caleb Braun will serve again for the Dodgers. Line drive, oh, net serve, and the Hornets have game point. 14-9. Hornets need one to win. Rainey Walsh coming in off the bench will serve for the Hornets. Dodgeville in serve-receive mode here in the fifth. Tied at two sets. Here's the serve. Left side, Dodgeville will work it to the middle. Garthway tries to dump it in. Pass! This one belongs to the Hornets. Dodgeville unable to get it over, and the Hornets come to Dodgeville. And can you call it an upset on the opening night of the season? I think Coach Jamie Johnson will. 15-9, the final. Richland Center gets the win. 3-2 over the Dodgers. My, oh, my, what a match tonight. Well played. I think this one deserves some post-match comments. We'll see if we can get down to the floor for some comments from an excited group of players and coaches here tonight. A big win over a great Dodgeville team. This Dodgeville team's going to win a lot of matches this year, and it looks like the Hornets may as well. We'll be back with the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show coming your way next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Sola Ewing with 5 kills in that fifth set for Richland Center. And really coming up big. There were just several players made some amazing plays. We talked about Matty Huber in the one play that the ball had just kind of curved around and kept it in play after it looked like it was out. There was some great digs. Danica Paul comes up big on the floor there with a pancake save at one point. And this one belongs to Richland Center. The scores tonight, 26-24 Dodgeville, 25-22 Richland Center, 25-16 Dodgeville. That was the most lopsided. And the Hornets beat the odds and win the last two tonight, 25-23 and 15-9. Turning point of the match, I don't know if we had one until the very end of this one, but certainly some big plays. And we'll go with the kills of Sole Ewing that got the Hornets to such a big lead. She had two in a row to make it 9-4 and then 10-4, and the Hornets get the victory here tonight. That's our turning point. Sola Ewing, senior for the Hornets, coming up big and getting it done here tonight for Richland Center. Duncan Rewards, stop by for your rewards, and we appreciate you bringing it your way tonight and listening to the radio. We'll be back with more of our post-match comments in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available